the stoning of Saint Stephen, but brought the Christians, rounded them up, and had them martyred. What was his name?
Saul.
He changed his name. Okay. And there are other reasons. That's one. Pardon me. Shall I say it? My dear ex-Saulas. My dear ex-Saulas. That's part one. In other words, of course, we better know ourselves, the Old Testament, and sisters, the Old Testament, chapter after chapter, the crimes, the sins, name one person of whose family Jesus was born, and, well, whose ancestor was a very big sinner. David, remember? And sisters, I think I should say this. Who was the first sinner in human history? Once more. Who was the first sinner in human history? Thank you. And except for Eve, Adam would not have fallen. And Adam's sin then infected, remember, the whole human race. Now in David's case, David sinned, and not only by committing adultery, but by doing what? Committing what kind of crime? Murder. Remember? The woman that he, shall we say, seduced, was married, and David had her husband killed in battle, make sure he would die. Did David have to pay for his sin?
Yes.
That's still Old Testament. And the Old Testament is so full of sin, you almost call it the Old Testament of sin. Now the New Testament. Have them. And sisters, my notes say not just read, but reflect. Reflect on the New Testament, especially on the Gospels. They are filled with what I call dramatic evidence, as though Christ can order his way, to reassure us, as though we needed reassurance, you are my dear sinners. But whatever Christ taught, we want to make sure, and these are almost his words, I want you sinners to become saints. The prodigal son, Mary Magdalene, who was the first person of whom we have record in the Gospel to whom the risen Christ spoke. And remember, she then clung to Christ's feet and he told her, that's enough. You've got work to do. He told her, remember, to go and tell the apostles. The apostles? They were the men. The apostles. A masculine gender. There were they on Easter Sunday morning. Where were they? In hiding, scared. And that is why, who knows, the name the church has given to Mary Magdalene. Is the board clean? Yes, this is. Apostola. Notice. Apostola. The feminine female. Apostola, the church. They'll change the Latin grammar. The apostle, well, apostoli, masculine gender. So, a woman, apostola, became the apostle of the apostles, masculine gender. Remember, an apostle is one who is sent. And sisters, what is a perfect synonym for apostle? A perfect synonym for apostle is one word. One word. What is a synonym for apostle?
Messenger.
Well, I was hoping.
Somebody who is sent a messenger.
Messenger. Well, but sisters, when the messenger is sent by Christ, what is he called?
Missionary.
Okay. Sometimes it takes a little longer. You are, that's your name, apostles of charity, except that you are apostole, feminine, apostole, caritatis, apostles of charity, sent by whom? By Christ, to whom? Well, as your rule tells you, to the poorest of the poor. Okay. So as we were saying, we have the prodigal son, Mary Magdalene. The miracles worked in favor of grave sinners. Talk about dramatizing. Christ dramatized. He wanted to make sure that we would have no doubt that it can be done. The only person in the whole gospel that was promised paradise.